So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Hasecher es apoyel asus em abiyayi nesach, schari aser. If a non-Jew hired a Jew to do work with wine that was poured before Avodah Zarah, the Jew's wages are forbidden. However, schari lasis em emelocha acheres, afapi sha'amar lei haver li chavish al yayin nesach mimakum lemakum, schari mutter. If the Jew is hired to do other tasks, and they also transport a barrel of yayin nesach, all the wages are permitted. Similarly, hasecher es achamor lehibi al yayin nesach, schari aser. If a non-Jew rented a donkey from a Jew to transport yayin nesach, the Jew's rental money is forbidden. However, schar leishav alav, ava pishanich, akum leginoy alav, schar mutter. If the non-Jew rented the donkey to ride in it, and he also placed a jug of yayin nesach on the donkey, all the rental money is permitted. The Gemara Dav Samachay will discuss the reasoning for the safest halacha of schari mutter. The Gemara now discusses the source for the Rishas halacha of schari aser. As the Gemara explains, midday reis alasisim abiyayin nesach, schari mutter. And even though demei yayin nesach asurin, if a Jew sells yayin nesach, the proceeds of yayin nesach are forbidden because of a desert typhus is damav, the isur transfers from the yayin nesach onto its value. However, schar pulasai mutter, the Jew worked with yayin nesach, the wages for work with yayin nesach are permitted, and the isur does not transfer onto its work. Nevertheless, midir abanan, schar pulasai asur. The Chum initiated that wages for work with yayin nesach are forbidden because kanas tu shakansa chacham b'chamar nu b'yayin nesach. In two places, the Chum initiated that the isur does transfer onto its work. In our Mishnah, regarding yayin nesach, if a worker does work with yayin nesach, the wages are forbidden because of churma the yayin nesach, avodah zarah is most stringent. And regarding hachamar and shal yoisin malacha b'peri shviyas, scharin shviyas. If a wagon driver does work with produce of Shemitah, for example, he transports the produce, his wages are considered Shemitah. I think Gemara offers two approaches in Schar and Shvias. Abaye explains, Yavinan le Schar mi peri Shvias. The Chamaran are paid with Shemitah fruit. And even though generally Asur lefroy chayvim mi peri Shvias, one forbidden to pay his debt or workers with Shemitah fruit, because the Pasuk states, Vahisa Shabbos ha'aretz lechem la'achla, la'achab loy la'schayra, Shemitah fruits may be used only for consumption and not for business. Gemara explains the Yahavi Nahale Bitsad Heter b'matana shel chinam. The Shemitah fruits are given to the Chamaran in a permissible way, and that the owner should not state that the Shemitah fruits are for the work, but rather as a gift. Rava explains the Kaddish Scharin b'Kedusha Shvias. The wagon drivers are paid with money that acquire Kedusha Shvias, and that the money must be spent during the Shemitah year before Zman Bir. And even though regarding Payel, a worker, the Braisa states otherwise, Ha'oimel LePayel Helich Din Zev Lokat Li Yerek Hayoyim Schar Mutter. If a worker was hired for the price of a dinner to pick vegetables during Shemitah, his wages are permitted. The Gemara explains, Payel deloy nafish igre le kansur abanan. Chamaran de nafish igre le kansur abanan behu. The Chum did not impose the knas on a payel because his earnings are small, but the Chum did impose the knas on Chamaran because their earnings are greater. And regarding Yayin Nesach, the Chum imposed their knas even on a payel because of Churma de Yayin Nesach, the severity of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara proceeds with the following question. Ibailu. If a Jew was hired to do work with wine that belongs to a non-Jew, but it was unknown whether he was menasach this wine, are his wages forbidden or permitted? Perhaps kiven diyisur chamer k'diyayin nesach scharinam aser. The wages of stam yenin are forbidden like yayin nesach, because stam yenin is as stringent as yayin nesach regarding the isur hana. All benefits are forbidden. Or hoil v'tumas ekil af scharinam ekil. The wages of stam yenin are permitted because stam yenin is more lenient than yayin nesach in that it does not have a tumah chamura. The Gemara brings proof that schari aser from the following incident: Hahu gavad de agar arve l'stam yenin yavu lechite ba'agra. A Jew rented his boat to a non-Jew to transport stam yenin, and he was paid with wheat kernels. Rav Chisda ruled zil kalinu bekavrinu bekivri. The wheat must first be burned and then buried in the cemetery. Apparently, even regarding stam yenin, schari aser. The Gemara explains that Rav Chisda required both kalinu and kavrinu, but one would not have been sufficient because of the following reasons. Badrinu also bebula de takala. To simply scatter the wheat kernels without sreifa would not be sufficient because a person might find them and eat them. For the klinu v'lebadrinu dilma mezavlevu. To burn the wheat kernels and then scatter them without kavur would not be sufficient because a person might find the ashes and use them as fertilizer. For the kavrinu be'inayu, to bury the wheat kernels without sreifa would not be sufficient because emer inish gana v'aitzu kivra hacha. A person might dig and find them and he will assume that a thief buried them there and they're mutabana. Therefore, he required both kalinu and kavrinu to ensure that no one will come to benefit from the ashes.